Dallas County's new district attorney has a wide-ranging plan to fight mass incarceration. One of John Cruzo's ideas, to not prosecute some small-scale thefts, has irked politicians like Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He spoke on NBC DFW over the weekend.
It is reckless and irresponsible for a district attorney or any public official to say theft for less than $750 is not going to be prosecuted. That is legalizing stealing.
However, Cruzo yesterday told the Dallas City Council Public Safety Committee initially wasn't clear enough about the policy, and that critics like the governor twisted that lack of clarity.
This is about the truly poor who are truly stealing to sustain themselves. This is not somebody who's out trying to make a living by being a thief. And we don't even expect that there will be a whole lot of those cases.
Cruzo said his office will still prosecute thefts for economic gain. KERA's Christopher Connolly has been looking into the district attorney's plan. He talked with managing editor Eric Austin about one part that hasn't attracted much attention: probation.
Cruzo says people are on probation for too long, that the system is overtaxed, and that it can actually get in the way of rehabilitation. So he's doing two things. First, he's setting some standards for the length of probation terms that are much shorter than what's allowed under the law in Texas. Cruzo's also instructing prosecutors not to ask for people to be sent to jail or prison for technical probation violations, like failure to pay fines or fees. He talked about that at a press conference.
One thing I don't want to do is cause a scenario where they don't complete it, they wind up back in jail, perhaps revoked and sent to the penitentiary, and once again, costing the taxpayers a lot of money.
Cruzo says people should only have their probation revoked if they commit another crime or skip town.
Okay, so let's take a big step back and define some terms. What actually is probation?
Probation is seen as a middle ground in terms of punishment for crimes. Usually you get probation in lieu of jail or prison time. And you can get it for any number of crimes, from misdemeanors to serious felonies. And the idea is to let a person keep their job, live at home, stay with family, but they're under the supervision of a probation officer and living under a set of restrictions or conditions. It's meant to help people get their lives together so they don't commit more crimes. But researchers and criminal justice reform advocates say that in practice, probation often does the opposite. It can destabilize lives and land people behind bars. And that's what Cruzo wants to address.
Okay, so why? What's going wrong with probation then, according to Cruzo and reform advocates?
So it's a few things. One argument is probation is simply overused. Probation's given for even minor crimes or given to people who won't benefit from it, people who aren't likely to commit more crimes even without probation. So it's just widening the net of the criminal justice system. Another concern is that probation terms are often too long. Some research shows that shorter terms are often more effective. And the last piece is that probation conditions are often too much for people to comply with. And violating those conditions, even if they're not committing a new crime, can land a person in jail or prison.
And these are the technical violations Cruzo is addressing?
Exactly. So I talked to Michelle Phelps, who researches probation at the University of Minnesota, and she says the most common technical violations are failing to pay probation fees, missing meetings with probation officers, or not completing required programs or community service hours. And she says it's important to look at who's on probation. Disproportionately, they're people of color, and they're also more likely to be poor.
They're often, if they're working temporary and shift work that is unpredictable. They're often caring for young children or have family demands, and they lack reliable transportation. They often have very low income, right? So not only would it be difficult for, sort of a working professional to meet these obligations, like imagine that plus all of the demands of poverty.
Phelps says because of that, a lot of people, especially if they're poor, will actually choose jail or prison over probation. That for some people, probation just feels like they're being set up to fail.
So people actually choose to go to jail or prison when they could be on probation instead?
Yeah, that's right. So our colleague Courtney Collins had a story as part of our Price of Prison series where she talked to a guy who did exactly that. His name's Chanaran Sorn, and he got probation after a drug arrest and said he couldn't keep up with the conditions. He couldn't afford the fees, said the regular meetings got in the way of holding down a job, and felt like serving the rest of his sentence in state jail just made more sense.
So far, I've met about 8-9 people who did the same thing I did because, you know, it's better doing the time and then signing for something that could put you back in jail, throwing you out there for failure again. Because probation is basically signing up for failure.
Wow. So let's go back to Cruzeiro's reforms. Will they fix the problems we've been discussing?
Well, we should point out that prosecutors don't actually set the terms for probation. Judges do that. KERA asked presiding judges for the Dallas County misdemeanor and felony courts to weigh in, and neither of them did. But prosecutors have a lot of sway. They set the terms of plea agreements and ask judges for the kind of punishments that defendants will get. So Cruzeiro's policy changes could have a big impact.
Christopher Connolly covers criminal justice issues for KERA. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.